This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Jordan Harbinger Show, you'll hear amazing stories from people that have lived them, from spies to CEOs, even an undercover agent who infiltrated the Gambino crime family. You're about to hear a preview of the Jordan Harbinger Show with Jack Garcia, who did just that.
My career was 24 out of 26 years was solely dedicated working undercover. Now I walk in, I'm in the bar. Now there's a barmaid there, good looking young lady. She's serving me a drink. Yeah, what would you like? I usually, my drink was give me a Kettle One martini, 3 olives, glass of water on the side. I finish the drink. The guys come in. I'm going to go in my pocket, take out the big wad of money. Bam, I give her $100. If you're with the mob, I say, hey, Jordan, you're on record with us. That means we protect you. Nobody could shake you down. We could shake you down, but you're on record with us.
For more on how Jack became so trusted in the highest levels of the Gambino organization, check out episode 392 of The Jordan Harbinger Show.
What if a free press is a bad idea? No, that's not right. Well, we have to have this discussion tonight. Also, we have Scott Baio coming on and Dave Bratt and a preview of something you're going to want to see. Coming up next on I'm Right. What do we do about the American media? What can be done, what should be done about the American media? The American media has become, wasn't always, I mean, it was never great, by the way. American media in general, I don't know whether it's journalism or our version of journalism, has been detestable for really forever. The great Civil War general Sherman actually said he wished he could lock up the media. Considered them to be spies. They've been hated for a long time. But setting that aside, where we have it now, as it stands now, the people who produce the media you and I consume every single day, the blogs, news shows, newspapers, magazines, they hate the United States of America, one. Two, they often present total, complete lies to you and I. They present them not as opinion pieces. They present them to you as facts. And then once the damage is done from those lies, they turn and walk away from the smoldering vehicle and never give it another thought. The American media is bad for America. We have to come up with some kind of a solution. I joked in the very beginning, what if freedom of the press is a bad idea? You have to have freedom of the press. Because the other alternative is what? The scumbags in the government take it over? That's no solution. So let's agree we can't have the government take it over, but what we have now is not working. It's not working. And you know why it's not working? Because there's no system of accountability for the media. Whatever we have to do to adjust laws, we need to do, because this won't work anymore. I know you probably are. I'm certainly old enough to remember when the American media joined forces and burned down Ferguson, Missouri over a lie. Remember the Mike Brown gets killed by the cop? Hands up, don't shoot. That's what they said he was saying. Turned out to be a complete fabrication. The American media ran with it. Everyone else ran with it. The public at large ran with it. We had professional athletes coming out of the tunnel with their hands up, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot t-shirts. Ferguson burns to the ground over a lie. Just recently, you remember the St. George Floyd killing in Minneapolis. Now, I don't think anybody watched that video of St. George Floyd on the ground with a cop with a knee in the back of his neck and thought to themselves, wow, that's good stuff. Nobody enjoyed watching that, I would hope. But do you realize the city of Minneapolis just paid $27 million to the family of George Floyd? Everybody and their brother had a race riot in every city across America. Race, cop, racism, race, race, race. As the cops are hunting down black men, race, race, race. What are we, police brutality, black men, black. Do you know to this day, the cop, Derek Chauvin, they've obviously torn apart his entire life, ex-girlfriend, social media, everything. There's no evidence of racism at all. Do you realize that? Nothing says whatever happened there was motivated by race. Nothing, absolutely nothing. But the American media told you it was. And then this media outlet told you it was. And then this media outlet told you it was. And they lie, 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 and soon everybody believes it. How many people out there believe that five people were murdered during the insurrection at the Capitol on the 6th? Simply not even close to the truth. One lady was murdered or killed. I don't want to say murdered. I don't know the circumstances yet, but killed maliciously by a Capitol police officer. Ashley Babbitt was her name. She was shot in the face, trying to make entry into the Capitol, but still. That's the only person who was killed. Others died before and after, but again, a complete lie. And Georgia, Donald Trump, they lied about Donald Trump for 4 years. And this is not going to be some pro-Trump infomercial. But the Washington Post ran with the story that Donald Trump told the Georgia Secretary of State to find the fraud. That's what they said. They said, Donald Trump said, find the fraud. They presented that story as a fact. Now, months later, a retraction is issued. Correction! 2 months after publication of this story, the Georgia Secretary of State released an audio recording of President Donald Trump's December phone call with the state's top elections investigator. The recording revealed that the Post misquoted Trump's comments on the call based on the information provided by a source. Trump did not tell the investigator to find the fraud or say she would be a national hero if she did so. Instead, Trump urged the investigator to scrutinize ballots in Fulton County, Georgia, asserting she would find dishonesty there. He also told her she had the most important job in the country right now. A story about the recording can be found here. The headline and text of this story have been corrected to remove quotes misattributed to Donald Trump. How about that? And you can hate the Washington Post as much as you want. One of the largest newspapers in the United States of America. I believe it's number two, don't quote me on that, behind the New York Times. And look, right after that, what happened? We had two full-blown socialists elected to the United States Senate from Georgia, Warnoff and Ossoff. We now don't control the Senate anymore. The GOP doesn't. The Democrats control everything. The consequences already, 40-some days, 50 days into the Biden presidency, have been dire. And that lie, that little lie the Washington Post told, oopsie, we misattributed it. Everyone ran with it.
NBC News confirming that President Trump called Georgia's chief elections investigator to, quote, find the fraud, saying that official would be, quote, a national hero.
As President Trump personally called Georgia's lead elections investigator and demanded that person produce evidence which didn't exist and, quote, find the fraud, adding that if they did so, they would be a, quote, national hero.
The Washington Post reported yesterday that President Trump called a Georgia election investigator and pressured him to, quote, find the fraud.
And President Trump apparently pressured an election investigator to find the fraud. Again, not the phone call out of Georgia, another one.
We now know of a second call from President Trump to Georgia officials about trying to overturn the election. He reportedly told an elections investigator in Cobb County to, quote, find the fraud, and then that person would be a national hero.
Mm-hmm. Find the fraud. All lie. Spread by every media outlet. Donald Trump came out, had this to say, quote, you will notice that establishment media errors, omissions, mistakes, and outright lies always slant one way, against me and against Republicans. Meanwhile, stories that hurt Democrats or undermine their narratives are buried, ignored, or delayed until they can do the least harm, for example, after the election is over. Look no further than the negative coverage of the vaccine that preceded the election and the overdue celebration of the vaccine once the election had concluded. A strong democracy requires a fair and honest press. This latest media travesty underscores that legacy media outlets should be regarded as political entities, not as journalistic enterprises. In any event, I thank the Washington Post for the correction. So again, let me ask you, and I realize there aren't good answers, and let me clarify something going forward. You're going to hear me talk about this a lot on the show. I believe the federal government, most of our system, the system, is broken, and I believe it is broken, I don't want to say beyond repair. It's broken to the point where going forward, we aren't going to have good choices lots of the time. There's not going to be bright and sunny A, dark and gloomy B. Going forward, we're going to have uncomfortable conversations because the choices all suck, and we have to decide which one sucks the least. So, allow me to ask again, knowing the consequences of a media that routinely lies, gets people hurt, gets people killed, costs people elections, what should we do about it? What should we do about it? I say legal protections have to go away. I do. If you're presenting yourself as a journalist, not an opinion show, opinion shows are what they are. If you're presenting yourself as a journalist, if you're presenting things as if they're facts and they're not facts, and those things that you present end up causing anyone damage, I think you should be sued back into the Stone Age. I think possibly that's a violation of laws. I think we have to do some adjustment to keep this media in check. Because here's the thing. It's not as if the Washington Post woke up today, issued that retraction, and looked around and said to themselves, whew, you know, we really screwed up, guys. We got to do better the next time. They don't care. There aren't going to be consequences, so they don't miss a beat. Unless we start having consequences for the American media, for big tech too, they're not going to change their way. And look, speaking of big tech, you think you're just the one who thinks they have too much power? How about this? 77% of the big tech employees think they have too much power. Apple, Facebook, Amazon, 37% strongly agree that companies have too much power. 40% agree companies have too much power. The media, big tech, the people who control what you and I see and hear every single day, they are actively harming the United States of America. And not only are they actively harming it, they're telling you they're doing good while they do it. So if they think they're morally right as they carpet bomb the country from within, what are we going to do about it? I want the United States press to be free. You never want a state-run press. That's despicable. But whatever we have here, it ain't working anymore. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right. Now, an eviction is uncomfortable. Have you ever seen anyone be evicted from their home or known anyone who has been? I have. It's not something you forget, I'll tell you that much. Watching somebody forcibly removed from their home. You realize it could happen to you, right? And don't tell me, no, I pay my mortgage every month. Yeah, but what about the one you don't know about? Home title theft is a real thing that's happening across the country every day now. These crooks are hacking into your home title, forging your signature on it, taking a loan out against it, and you have to pay it back. And if you don't, bye-bye, you're gone. Don't let it happen to you. Go get Home Title Lock right now. HomeTitleLock.com. And when you use the promo code RADIO, that actually gets you 30 free days of protection. HomeTitleLock.com. We'll be back. I think we can all agree, or I take that back, I think those of us who are sane can agree, this politicization of the United States military is really, really, really not good. And what's astounding is, even with all the blowback that's come their way, they're not backing off. Apparently, Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene said something about Guam not really being part of us. So the Guam representative led National Guard troops to her office as some kind of show of something. Do these people not realize how weapons-grade creepy all this looks? Joining me now to talk about that and other things is former representative and current dean of business at Liberty University, Dave Bratt. Congressman, everything these people do only reinforces the notion on the right that the entire federal government is against them. How do they not see that?
Yeah, well, I think you nailed it right there. Not just the government, but every quarter of modern life, right? The left is exceptional at messaging, and our leadership seems incapable of communications 101 in response. So they're attacking capitalists and businesses and putting pressure on them. They're attacking the Judeo-Christian church. They're attacking the university system and the elites. They're attacking Republicans in Congress for being, et cetera, et cetera. I won't even use the names. And our team, when you see the military being used and taken over and messaged on uniform, our team is not capable of calling it what it is. It's Marxist logic. The left is accumulating power, and it's straight out of the playbook. You take over the media. You take over you put up wire fence all around the Capitol. You send symbolic images to show people you're in control. You bring paranoia and fear upon the country with using the COVID, like the Chinese have used the COVID to repress and run an information technology media war against us. And our side is like back in fifth grade communications class, saying cute things about open the school or something. That's not going to work. We're playing against sophisticated folks right now who are just walking right down the Marxist playbook, taking real estate and in the Capitol with troops, showcasing them, running down the psychological energy of the average American. And we have to reignite some messaging on behalf of the United States and what made us great.
I totally agree, 100%. Where's that leadership going to come from? Why am I hearing this from the now Dean of Business at Liberty University, not that that's not prestigious, and not from the head of the GOP? Why is that not all over the television set right now? Why are you the one that has to bring it to us?
Well, because the head of the GOP knocked me out, gave me no money to run for my seat that I lost by a percent and a half, et cetera. So, you know, a few million might have helped when they're sending everybody else 20 million. That's one direct answer. The other answer is some of the freshmen congresswomen do have guts and backbone, and they're fighting like crazy, like who they're marching on right there in the Capitol. And so if you dare say anything, you get attacked. And then where's our leadership defending these patriots? Nowhere. And so you're asking the right question. Where is it? And our folks are going to find out in primary season that the American people, I think, do get it. I do think this primary season will be fundamentally different. The establishment folks who will not talk about China, who won't talk about a fenced-in capital, who won't talk about the immigration disaster at the border, who won't talk in a sophisticated way, not in a crazy way, about the past election and the mail-in ballots and all the stuff where you can just show statistical anomalies. The American people are waiting to hear. And if candidates don't speak on those issues, and if they just say, oh, we hope they open the schools for the kids and sound like Democrat light, that ain't going to cut it this year.
Dave, I get frustrated with the right when it comes to cultural things. And I'm not only talking about things like abortion or marriage or something like that. I'm not talking about that. I get frustrated with the right when it comes to things like entertainment, movies and music and such, because I hear this all the time. But who cares what the actress thinks? So who cares what happens on The Bachelor? A lot of people care. And the things people watch and hear affect what you think a culture values or doesn't value. This stuff is critically important. I mean, you brought up the freshman congresswoman. Not to be too crude, I love that a lot of them are hot. I think that's good for us to be visually appealing, to be something people want to consume on TV. I think there's value in that.
Yeah. No, you're right. We discussed this a way back. You know, I said the Enlightenment was all about rationality, and rationality doesn't even cut it anymore. You can talk rationally about issues and budget deficits and crazy spending, $2 trillion on this last Recovery Act and $4 trillion more coming in debt, and people's eyes just glaze. So you're right on the money. Culture always trumps rationality, and our side is just terrible at culture. The only guy who got the cultural piece was Trump. And, you know, I mean, he'd go overboard and in the ditch at sometimes and whatever, but he knew that's where the fight is. And he took the fight there. And that's why the left tried to impeach him from day one. And the FBI and the CIA and the mainstream media and the Democrat Party all teamed up 4 years ago to fight as hard as they could. And yet he still is right there, right neck and neck. It's stunning.
It is stunning, and I understand why our side doesn't want to engage in it, because it's so gross they feel like they're going to get dirty if they dive into it. I mean, you're watching a couple women slither around in lingerie on the Grammys, and you say to yourself, I don't want to be involved in music, but we have to be involved in music, in movies, in sitcoms. I'm having the actor Scott Baio on the show a little while later, because this stuff matters.
Yeah. Well, you know, so, I mean, a lot of us, you know, have libertarian leanings. But then you notice historically the libertarians showed up late in the game at, you know, 1900 and say, hey, freedom's great. Well, yeah, but culture is what saved the Bible in the caves and fought the Huns and the Goths and, you know, set up governments and constitutions and did all the hard, heavy slogging. And so at the end of the day, it's nice to come on and, you know, say, hey, everyone's free to do their own thing. But I think we're missing out on the heavy lifting that has to be in place for a society to be successful. And so now the culture is just overboard. No one wants to be the prude, you know, at the pouring, you know, ice on the party. You'll get mocked and ridiculed. But at some point, the people that stand up and do that are going to be the heroes, right? Because they're really standing up for the kids and the futures of the children coming up, where they have some sense of what men and women and dignity look like, what true leadership and sacrifice looks like, what discipline and respect look like, all sadly lacking and in demand. I'm glad you're hitting the target. You're right on the money.
Lastly, I see these polls out right now. Rasmussen has a poll on immigration. 73% concerned about the ability to handle migrants at the border while meeting COVID protocols. 51% oppose an amnesty plan for illegal aliens. Okay, all that stuff's fine. Where was this on election day? I'm just floored by all this post-election, you know, regret about Joe Biden. Not a single part of this is surprising for anyone with an IQ above a gerbil.
Yep. No, it's that was one of my big issues. If you don't have borders, you don't have a nation. If someone making $20,000, you know, made in the image of God, I always put that caveat out there, the folks coming over, But they make 20, they pay no taxes, zero taxes. And if they have two kids in school, that's about $30,000 taxpayers to come up with. And so, yeah, it's a serious substantive issue, plus all the COVID stuff, plus the national security stuff, plus just the chaos dimension. It might be the most problematic. Yeah, you have no order. And so, yeah, it's a huge issue. Trump hit it out of the ballpark early on 4 years ago, but he lost momentum from the internal folks. Lindsey Graham, Carolina, for some reason, has an immigration group down there that they love the free labor for hotels and golf courses and all that at the expense of the American people. It's always at the expense of the poorest of the poor here, and it's also at the expense of our system working. That's what no one seems to get. Yet all this economic fantasy stuff people are making up right now, just trillions of dollars, and they think there's going to be no repercussions. Really? It's all coming to a theater near you. Sorry to report.
Dean of Business, Liberty University, Dave Brad. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate you.
Hey, God bless you. Thanks, Jesse.
Veterans or family or friends of veterans, I need you to hear me now. I've been where you are. I've been sitting in a blacked out apartment, all the lights off, the blinds closed, by myself chugging beer, fresh back from combat. I have been where you are. I have made bad decisions. I have, I've been in a dark, dark place. There is someone out there who can help you. They can help you through traumatic brain injury, PTSD, alcohol abuse, drug abuse. Whatever you're going through, Warrior's Heart can be there. Inpatient, outpatient, they're right there for you. You don't have to do this alone. There is no shame in what you're going through. Like I said, I've done it. The only shame is if you don't get yourself some help or get your friend some help if they're going through it or a relative if they're going through it. And there's a 24-hour hotline. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. I don't care if you've had one too many beers right now. If you are hurting in any way and you want to start clawing your way out of it, Warrior's Heart. Warrior's Heart, 866-950-0636. 866-950-0636 or warriorsheart.com/the first. Go take care of yourself. You deserve it. We'll be back. Well, I have to be honest. This one is going to be actually a special treat for me and probably a bigger treat for my older sister, Mickey, because we used to watch this little show called Happy Days and Charles in Charge religiously as kids when we were kids. And now actor, writer, director, producer Scott Baio joins me on the show. So look, I just have to say on behalf of my sister, I'm thrilled you're with me tonight, Scott. It is a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Jesse. I appreciate that. And I'm glad that you said older sister because that makes me feel like crap. But that's okay.
Well, only two years.
Okay.
All right.
Then we're good.
Now, I do want to actually go there first and foremost. I've been going off on this tonight on my show and for a long time. I think people on the right make a gigantic mistake when it comes to things like entertainment, when it comes to music and movies and things like that. They're dismissive of it because they've never had a firm foothold in it, and it doesn't make sense to a lot of them. And so they'll say things like, well, nobody cares what that actor thinks. Well, that's not true. A lot of people care what that actor thinks. You may not. I think we need to be much more involved in that part of our culture to get this country back on the track.
So you think that more actors should speak out is what you're saying, Jesse?
I think the right should be much more involved in funding
right.
Movies
oh
and music
God,
and things
the
like
right.
that.
100%. Well, you can't be if you're in the entertainment business or in any business now because you'll be canceled or shunned or mocked or beaten up or any number of things that the left accuses us of doing. And it's unfortunate, but what I think more than us, Jesse, I think the politicians, the Republican politicians should speak up. And in my opinion, the Republican Party, save a few, sucks. They have no spine. They will not stand up for anything. They will not fight for anything. They just roll over. And honest to God, I'm kind of tired of it. And I've been tired of it for 30 years. It's unbelievable. You know, other than, let's see, maybe Newt Gingrich, who had the nerve to come up with a contract for America. What else has the Republican Party done but just lay down? I don't understand them. I really don't.
You're not going to get any argument from me. I savage them all the time on this show for being gutless. And that's what confuses me, actually, because I could understand an actor being quiet about what they believe if they have right-wing beliefs, because as you pointed out, you just get crushed and your career will be over. You lose out on all your money. It sucks. A Republican politician has millions of people backing them if they choose to actually stand up and fight the culture war in some way. There's a gigantic base ready to fight for them, and they still won't do it. It baffles me how you could be that, not just weak, but dumb.
Well, I wish it were dumb. I don't know what it could be dumb. I mean, I honestly don't know, unless my brother said something to me. We were going back and forth, and my brother and I agree on everything politically. And he said, and I said, what is with the Republican Party? He said, maybe there really is no Republican Party. Maybe they're all the same, and they have a different label, because there's no fight in them. And you're right, Jesse. They have they have more than half the country on their side. And either they live in a bubble and they're afraid to say anything. They're afraid to be outcast or have Chuck Schumer mad at them. Jim Jordan, great. Jim Jordan's a great guy. Ted Cruz, although I like Ted Cruz, but these guys are fighters, but there's nobody going out there every day and saying, hey man, this is wrong, or this is what we should do. And I'm talking because I don't know what to say. You know what I mean? I'm talking to you because I don't know what the answer is, and maybe it'll come out as I'm speaking, but I honestly don't get it. I really don't. And Trump, they being the media, saying that there's a cult, a Trump cult, and we're all under his spell, and it's a sickness or whatever terminology they want to use. And I think to myself, I am the same guy I was 4 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. The only person that's really ever voiced what I have, like in the last 40 years, Reagan did. But since Reagan, nobody. Trump voiced what I felt and think. And they call him all kinds of names. But that's why that man, Donald Trump, that's why there's still crowds waiting for him. That's why people love him, because he speaks to you. He doesn't speak at you. He tells you, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I want to do. I'm a conservative guy, and I believe in this. And I go, yes, that's what I believe in. And I'm not following him. He's following me. He's following what I believe, and he's just voicing it, and has the nerve and had the guts to run for president. And that's it. I got onto the Trump
Well, no, I think people are hungering right now for guts. I mean, I was going to ask you about Andrew Cuomo. And obviously, I'm not exactly an Andrew Cuomo fan, certainly not a fan of his nursing home policy or apparently his creepy behavior. But I will tell you, Scott, right or wrong, I admire that he hasn't resigned, because I think we need a lot more of that kind of courage on our side. I don't know why that has to be exclusively a Democrat thing. I think our people should say, screw you, I'm not going anywhere.
Our people, our side should, but they never do. They always fold up tent and get out of town. And so, you know, Cuomo, I don't know what he did, what he didn't do. I have no idea. But it seems like everybody's got the long knives out for this guy now. And I guess if he's doing the things he said, and he's first of all, you're innocent until proven guilty, in my opinion. Look at the facts. Look, if they're going to have an investigation, have it. Do it. But for some reason, and I don't know what the reason is, the media wants him out. And I don't know what it is. I think they're afraid of him running against Kamala in 24. That's what I think they're afraid of. But that's just a complete guess. But stick it out. Yeah, but Republicans, Jesse, we keep getting back to Republicans are spineless. And they just are. And it's been that way my whole life. And I don't know why. Lindsey Graham, okay. He fought for Kavanaugh, okay. And he goes and folds on certain things. And I'm just lost. I really am lost, to tell you the truth.
Scott, I think you're speaking for a lot of us tonight, because I get more emails and phone calls that sound exactly like that than you can possibly imagine. Scott Baio, everybody, thank you so much. It's been an honor, sir.
Thank you. Say hi to your sister.
Will do.
All right, man.
Well, I'm never going to hear the end of that from Mickey now that she got a shout-out from Scott Baio. But it's not going to do us any good to cry in our Cheerios. We have to do something to replace these sorry people who are there. And I don't expect you to spend every waking minute on your phone going through trying to find the good candidates and how they feel about this issue. Mammoth Nation can handle that for you. They're out there finding the good people, the fighters who believe what you and I believe and are willing to fight for it. And you get discounts. Well, how it works is you become a member of Mammoth Nation, and I'm not telling you to do anything I haven't done. I'm a lifetime member. I like the discounts, and I like to fight for my country. As a lifetime member of Mammoth Nation, I have a list of things, shopping, travel, telehealth, wireless, you name it, a list of things where I get great discounts. Where did my membership money go? Candidates running for office who believe what you and I believe. It's a best of both worlds scenario. Go to mammothnation.com/Jesse. That's mammothnation.com/Jesse. Save some money and fight for your country. We'll be back. I want you all to know I just spilled an entire cup of water before this segment started, and you won't see me even bring it up. That's what a professional I am. Now, happy anniversary, everybody. I know what you're thinking. Oh, no. What, anniversary of what? Should I run out and get the missus a ring? No. Happy anniversary to this beautiful moment.
There's nothing more important for the American people to do to slow the spread than to heed your state and local guidance in areas impacted by the coronavirus, and for everyone else to put into practice the 15 days to slow the spread. People ask me from time to time, what can I do? And I say from my heart to every American, this is what you can do.
That hurts, right? Here's a little uncomfortable thing we don't want to talk about very much. Because we are tribal, and I'm not against being tribal. It's us versus them. We're trying to take down the commies. By the way, get your anti-communist merch on the firsttv.com/store. But setting that aside, it was Republicans standing up there at the podium at the beginning of this pushing all this stuff. And you can say nobody knew, and then the Democrats took it and ran with it, and all that stuff's true. I'm not pushing back on that, but it was Republicans. It was Donald Trump pushing Dr. Fauci out to the front. Go home or you're all going to die. It was Mike Pence, 15 days to slow the spread. Just follow these guidelines. It's just 15 days. It was Republicans. Republicans have to do better. But anyway, happy anniversary to that. That's the one-year anniversary of 15 days to slow the spread. So 365 days later, here's how that's working out.
If we do our part, if we do this together, by July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout and a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day. That doesn't mean large events with lots of people together, but it does mean small groups will be able to get together.
Yeah, look, obviously we can trust them this time. Just go go back in your bubble. Go back home. Make sure you do exactly what your government lords tell you to do. Use hand sanitizer 9,000 times a day. I promise that's very healthy. Put 5, 6, 7, 8 masks over your face so you look like a ninja and can hardly breathe. I promise that's very good for you to breathe in all the things your body is trying to breathe out. Very, very healthy. Very healthy. And very healthy mentally, too. Make sure your children can't see their friends. Hide them at home. Tell them they're going to die if they go out, and so is grandma. It's fine. Of course, it's very fine. If I sound bitter, it's because I am bitter. This idiocy had huge, huge consequences. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to let it go. I'm never going to get over the fact it was Republicans at the front of it. We have to accept that. And we have to not necessarily beat anybody over the head for what they did. We had better wake up going forward. Remember what I've always told you about the communists in America, about the Democratic Party, the media, the music, the Hollywood, the sports now, the education system, certainly. Remember what I've told you about them. Remember this for next time. They never actually care about any story that's out there. They look at anything that happens, pandemic, crime, shooting, whatever they get, they look at it completely dispassionately. They look at it and think, how can we use this? That's what they're always doing, using it for their own power. Never forget it. We'll be back. What are you doing Thursday night? Well, let me tell you what you're doing Thursday night. You're going to watch our documentary, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the 1st. I will warn you, viewer discretion is advised.
I can't read them.
But you're unable to wake him up?
No, I died, and maybe we'll wake up.
So I can tell you from my firsthand experience, in almost every city in America, you have cartel representatives.
They're very violent. They've threatened my detectives. They've threatened my detectives' kids. You know, there's a whole new level that we weren't used to, just being average police officers.
So no matter what city we're talking about, the gangs are involved with drugs, the gangs are involved with gun trafficking, and in the case of drug trafficking, it's coming from the cartels.
When you learn sort of the scheme and schematic of how grand the operation is, it's quite crazy.
And dealers are street pharmacists, right? They're gonna mix whatever gets the person the high, and we're gonna have 2 ounces here and 3 ounces here of this. There's none of that. I'm just gonna do this and this and this, and here's my drug, and you want it, this is how much it's gonna cost, go use it. If you like it, come back.
When I was the head of the SOD operation, I started seeing 100, 200, 400, 700 pounds of meth being seized all over the country. It was like, what the hell is going on here? But you know what's going on? Those Mexican cartels are dominating, but what's scary is their new partnership with the Chinese organized criminals.
We started seeing a lot of overdoses, and it was accidental overdoses, and it was people that were buying fentanyl in bulk, either from China and or Mexico. And you gotta remember, when this whole thing with fentanyl started, it was really a China that started it all. And I remember hearing stories about informants being told, or undercover personnel being told, you know what you're getting into. Like, they had a disclaimer with it almost, because people were dying left and right.
Does China know what they're doing?
I'm sure they know, because it's a communist country and they control everything that goes on in China, right?
So they know the end user of their enemy.
I'm sure they know, because business is booming and they're also destroying America. And in my opinion, a communist country like China has a very big adversary in America.
The greatest threat to the United States right now is Mexico. The second greatest threat to the United States right now is China.
The drug crisis in America is not just a public health crisis. It's a national security threat, and our lawmakers and our executives in Washington have to wake up. We need some very serious leadership on this problem. This is not going to go away just by talking about it.
America's Forgotten Epidemic premieres Thursday, March 18th at 9 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on The First.
Didn't I tell you to book it? Book it. Thursday, 9 p.m. I bet you never thought about the Mexican drug cartel China connection, did you? And I will tell you, as far as the places cartels have representatives in this country, I had a very private conversation one time with a man high up in the federal government's response to said things. The things he told me and insisted that I keep private. You should watch the documentary. Just know this. It's frightening. All right. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Newton Group Transfer. They are here to help you if you're stuck in a timeshare. These stories from people who have these timeshares and can't get out of them, they're shocking. These timeshare companies, not all of them, but so many, they get their hooks into you and you can't give them up. You can't give them up. Or they'll do things like they charge you thousands of dollars. One girl, she got past her timeshare when her mother passed away. She gets past the timeshare, doesn't want the timeshare, doesn't use the timeshare. They tell her she can get out of it for $4,000. She has to come up with a $4,000 check. This is not right. It's unjust. And Newton Group Transfers is here to help you. If you are in a timeshare and want out or know someone who is, call 888-845-3773. That's 888-84-JESSE or go to timesharejesse.com. Newton Group Transfer. They will help you out.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.